Le bada la bahatande le mo shade bede kele zebros kabanta bronde bede bede mo shanta da bade yata halibos ki banta bonde bros kebe itandi yanda bade li yazanta bada 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 bada. Oh Jesus, mo libros ki bahatande le bede 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 yata tabada bada 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 bada. Just begin to pray. Once you join, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Mali boski biya tabada badi bidi boshi. La tabroski bran tabadi bidi yatali bede 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 boshan tabada bada 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 bada. Ayandi boski biya toli boski bran dabali yatamba. Ayizi bato dala bati bidi ki dala bosi broski biyata liba atande lebe debe debe. Lebo shanta broski bre atande lebe de kalande be debe. Oh Jesus, moli bata bada bada bada. Lebo shante be debe lebo shada la bada 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 bada. Shato bada 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 bada. Le zibros ke baten dele bede bede bosha. O liba hata bada 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 bada. Ayanta badi bidi bosha de bede bede bede. Ala di bi azata lada bada 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 bada. Ve cabros ki bia bo shabe de bede bede. O yan tabada bada 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 bidi bo shade bede bede bede. La ta da da bada bada bada. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Whenever you join, just begin to pray. Just begin to pray. Ma li bros ke bede bede bo shanta brunda bahata da la bada bada bada. Yazunte badalabo shadabroski brante bedele kitamba dabadia tamba. Mayente bedele zibroski biazon tabada diata libadabadi bo shante bedeke lenta daboski briazante bede bede bosh. Yanta bada 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 bada. Lizzy broski biya tonda bada 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 bada. Oh yanda da bada la badia ta rabia bo shade bede 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 bede. Kayanta broski breya sunta bonda la batindele bede kaloza bada badi bidi bosha. Yanta bada badi bidi boski branda bada bada bada. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Mali masi bato kadala na bo shade bede yata. Ayante bede kele zibros kabaha tomba da badi yatelele bo shabada di yata badi yatendele bede 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 bede. Ranto bo shada la baha zibos ki branda li yasanta la katambe de bede bo shanda bo shabada bada bada bada. Yante bede bede bo shada bros ki yata. Yase bede 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 bo shada bada 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 bada. Linta broske breya tandele bede bede bo shada bada 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 bada. Le biya zinta bada la katori biya bo shanda baski bidi bidi bo shade bede bede. La di broski branta bandele kitam baribi ibo sibia tandele bede bede bede. Yanta bada badi bidi bo shadele bede 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 bede. Hayazi bo shada bada 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 ba. Kalin de broski bante bede bede bosha. Yanta la da bada badi boski bria sentele kitam badi bidi boshe. Yanda la bada bada badi boski bria sebe ya sente bede 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 bede. Yante bede bede bo shada bada 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 ba. Le bros kibriya tande le bede bede bo shade bede 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 bo shanta bada 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 ba. Le bo shante bede bede bo shade le bede bede bo skibriya tande le bede 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 be. Yanto bada badi li ya santa la katande le bede bo shanda badi bidi bo shada la bada 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 ba. Le bros kibriya bo shade bede bede bo shada la bada bada ba. Yes, open your mouth. Yes, pray. Yes, pray. Yes, pray. Yes, pray. Yes, pray. Say a word of prayer right now. Malibo Shabada. Today is a good Friday. Yes, just pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Mali si bros kadabada badi bidi bo shadele bede 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 be. Yanta bada bada badi bidi bo shadele bede 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 be. Oh, Jesus. Mali bata bada 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 ba. Le bros kibriya son tabadi bini bo shade bede 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 bo skibriya tande le bede bede be. Le bros kada bada bada bini bo shada bada 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 ba. Le bas ki bada la bani bo shante bros kibriya tande le kelen tabada bani bini bo sha. Yanta bros kibiya bo shade ne bede bede be ya bo shada la bada 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 ba. Le di bi itara bas ka bani bini bo shade bede bede kalazi bos kibiya tande. Linda bronda bahata ribia bo shade bede 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 be landa bade biya tande le kele boski biya bo shabe de bede bede be le zibros ka bada 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 ba mo shante bede 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 be. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Mali se te bede bede bosha Lanta bo shada da bada 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 boski bria tande le bede 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 be. Oh lise bada la kalizi bada 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 bo shade bede 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 be. Le kalinde broska bada bini bo shante bede bede bo sha. Landa bada bada bini bo shante broski bria tande le bede 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 be. Yanda broske bria tande le kelinta bada 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 bada. Yete bede bede bosha bede 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 bosha. Oh Jesus, mali bada bada la batili bini bosha bede 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 bede. Ali bro iskaba adaba. Pray in the for in the next 3 minutes. Just pray. Mali broski bede bede bede. Yanto bada badi bini bosha de bede kalande boski breya tanda la badi bini bosha. Yanta bada bada badi bini bosha bede 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 bede. Yata bo shada bada bani bini bo shade le bede 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 be. O libros ki bi yatonda rabani bini bo shade le bede bede bo sha. Lanta bros kabri yatande le bede bo shade bede 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 be. Ayazi bada la bada bo shade bede bede kala zibros ki bini bo shanta bada bani yate bede bede be. O malibos ki bi yazambante bede bede be. We thank God for the life of Jesus Christ. We thank God. For the life of Jesus Christ, we thank God for the provision he made for us on the cross of Calvary today. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Moli se bada la badi kalibo shanda bros kabranta. Lenta badi bidi yadala katanye le bede bo shante bros ke bede bede bede. Yanta bada badi bidi bo shanta bros kibri yatande le bede 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 bede. Yanta bada badi bidi bo shabede bede bede bo shade le bede 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 bede. Yanta da da ba da ba da ba rabas ke be de be de bo shada ba da ba di bi di bo shaba da ba da ba da ba da ba le si ba tande le bros ka ba atande le be de be de be de be yente be de be ya bo shada ba di bi di ya tada la kata bo ski bronda ba ata he ya de be de be de kale zi ba da la bo shanta ba zi bi ya tande le ki tamba da ba di bi di bo landa bros ka bra atamba di bi di ke le zanta ba da ba di bi di bo shande bros ke be de be de be de be. Le bada 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 Linda bros cabria tandele benebenemo shade benebeneme in the next 60 seconds. Just pray. Malabadabadaba. Libros kebenebenemo shantabadabadabadaba. Lezin tabadabadi bidibo shadele benebenemoshi. Landa bros cabrante benekale demo shadalabadabadabadaba. Hey yado bene bene mo shante bene bene mo shada la bada 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 ba. Hey yazi bros ke bene bene mo shanda bani bini mo shada la bos kabrante bene 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 me. Hayanda bada bada ba Olivia mo shada bada bani bini atala la bada 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 ba. Yenta bani bini mo shabene bene me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whilst I was praying, I saw myself in a room. And in the room, I saw several white dresses that were hanged. A lot of them, it was hanged. And I entered the room. Tonight, God is going to do something great in our lives. You see, everywhere there is oil, there is controversy. I'm even talking about the physical perspective. Sometimes some people, some analysts are tempted to say that having oil is a bad fortune. If you look at countries with oil, and if you follow the stories and the things that happens there, sometimes we are tempted to ask ourselves, was it even a blessing for us to discover oil? Listen, it is like that in the realms of the spirit. Wherever there is oil, there is a likelihood to be a conflict and controversy. But you see, the good thing is that the conflict and the controversy is just a catalyst for you to stand out and for people to say that this is indeed the hand of the Lord. The purpose for anointing or the purpose for oil on your life is not for relaxation, but it's for battle. Can I tell you it again? I said, the purpose for oil on our lives, it is not for you to go about saying, I am anointed. It is not for you to go about to say, I am a pastor. But you see, at times, the Bible said, by their fruits, you shall know them. The oil upon your life ought to speak such that people standing somewhere will be able to confirm and say that this is indeed an oil upon his life. So when God places an oil upon your life and you are positioned in an environment, the oil comes with conflict, it attracts conflict, and it comes with controversy. But at the end of it all, the oil upon your life will speak and it will stand tall. I came to speak into the life of some 10 people connected tonight that any assignment God has given you, no matter the controversy surrounding it, you will stand out, you will stand out, you will stand out, and you will succeed. Wherever there is oil. You see, the death of Jesus Christ is not something that is supposed to be taken lightly. In fact, it is our trump card to defeat the devil. It's our trump card to overcome the enemy. Tonight, this afternoon, this morning, depending on where you are, we are about to make certain confessions and declarations. Just have the faith and belief that whatever you are going to talk about tonight, heaven will hold on to it. Whatever you declare tonight, heaven will hold on to it. Sometimes we encounter certain things in our lives and we are tempted to believe that God is far away from us. But you see, there is power on the tongue. And today being a Good Friday, the Bible said on the fateful afternoon, the crucifixion took place. And John 19 verse 30, Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. No matter the controversies and the curses in your family, it is finished. No matter the disappointment you are facing in life, it is finished. Tonight you are about to make certain declarations. Whatever thing that you are confronted with, it is finished. It has been taken to the grave tonight, never to come back again. Never to come back again. Never to come back again. I told you a couple of weeks ago that the main reason why God caused Zachariah to be dumb was because his unbelief would have aborted the prophecy. As a result of his unbelief, God told him that you will not speak until your son is born. You see, but it is very normal for the guy to have an unbelief. And I told you that regardless of the circumstance which way the prophecy came, if I was Zachariah, maybe I wouldn't have doubted. Because it was not a man that prophesied to him, but an angel. An angel prophesied to Zachariah and said, your wife Elizabeth will conceive. She will bring forth a son, and the name of your son will be John. And gave all the instructions that he needed to hear. This was an angel that did not appear anywhere, but appeared in the holiness of holy. He appeared in a place where people were not allowed to go unless you are selected or ordained or anointed to perform that particular task. This man was in the inner chambers of the tabernacle. Angel showed up. An angel showed up. And yet, he doubted the words of the angel. Listen, the man was not dumb. It's not like the man didn't know what he was saying. But practically, looking at what the angel is telling him, it is highly impossible. Because the young lady has passed ovulation. She has stopped menstruation. In fact, she has passed menopause of menopause. And you are telling me that in this situation, my wife is going to conceive. Look at your age. Look at my age. I am sure even my sperm is not capable of getting a woman pregnant. I was listening to Prophet Nasser and he made a comment that caught my attention. The great general of God said, there is nowhere in the Bible that says that a sperm will fertilize an egg. But in the Bible, it is written that children are gifts from God. So children are not given based on sperms, but they are given based on the capacity and the gift that God decided to give you. Can I pray for somebody tonight, believing God for the fruit of the womb? As today marks the death of our Savior Jesus Christ, every single thing within your womb, your belly, your life that was making it impossible for you to conceive is dead. Every single thing that was making it impossible for you to conceive, it is dead. Tonight is about strategic prayers. It's about strategic confessions. John 19 verse 30. John 19 verse 30. Somebody should put it there for me. John chapter 19 verse number 30. It is finished. It is finished. What is it that you are confronted with? What is it that you are facing in life? What is it that has taken over your destiny? What is it that has taken over your marriage? What is it that has taken over the life of your children? Sometimes I pity parents. They struggle so much. And instead of their children to take care of them, the enemy will enter and scatter the children. In their old age where they will need their children to step in, that is when some of their children begin to give them problems. They will be calling them today. Come to the police station. They will be there. Somebody will bring her daughter. Your son has impregnated my daughter. You'll be another person will bring another daughter. Your son has impregnated my daughter. In your old age that you are supposed to get the peace, that is when the children tend to misbehave. But some of them, it is not their will. It is not their intention. But it is backed by an external demonic force that forces them to leave the place of comfort to the place of uncomfort and to create problems in your old age. But tonight, any traces of evil in your family that causes children to be disorganized in life, that causes children to be recalcitrant and to be radicals in the old age of their parents, we approve that spirit. For the word of the Lord says in John 19 verse number 13, Jesus said on the cross that it is finished. And it included spirit. It included things that do not make us prosper. It included things that are fighting against us in every life. So when Jesus has received the sour wine, it was bitter. Under normal circumstances, it shouldn't have been given to him. But they gave it to him. He said, it is finished. The bitter moments you are facing in your life, Jesus has died with it. The bitter moments, the sorrows, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. He gave up his spirit. I said you should write things that you want to bury tonight. I said you should write it on paper. I have written mine. I don't know about you. But if you have not written it, just write it. Because I wrote down mine. Things that I don't want to see in my life going forward. Today, the Good Friday. Things that I want to bury. Things I have identified in my family. Things I have identified affecting my ministry. Things I have identified affecting my marriage. Affecting my children. Things I have identified in the lineage where I come from. I have written it down. Because today Jesus said it is finished. I don't want to encounter disappointments. Neither do I want to encounter retrogression. I don't know what you are encountering. But by faith and by confession tonight, by enforcing whatever thing that was said on the cross, it doesn't have the legal mandate or the legal right to show up in your life again. As you journey along life, it will never and can never show up. It is finished. It is finished. It's a powerful sentence. It is finished. Listen, the man was not specific as to what was finished. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. It is the only thing that can cause a separation between the spirit and the soul. And God is so wise. In his wisdom, he never made it specific, but he was ambiguous. He left it open. And Jesus said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. The work that his father has released him to come and do, it is finished. The Bible said the first Adam failed. But the second Adam, he went down there. He took the keys. He handed it over to us. And he said, take it. I have given you power. I have given you dominion.
As many as believe, unto them he gave power. He gave power to become the sons of God. And sonship is the legitimate right to own certain properties your father owned. I don't know if I'm making sense to you tonight. What I want you to have at the back of your mind is that it is indeed finished. What is it that you are talking about? What is it that you are believing God for? There are a lot of curses and there are a lot of patterns in families. But tonight, it is finished. It is finished. I wish somebody can type "it is finished" for me. It is finished. Just type "it is finished." We don't know whatever it is, but whatever demonic projection, whatever evil, whatever negativity that comes into your mind, it is finished. It is finished. See, we are coming to enforce it. I believe majority of us that are connected tonight, we accept that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The reason why we are celebrating the Easter. It is no news. We do. But what is left for us to do tonight is to enforce certain things that Jesus did for us. I call it the enforcement night. We are about to enforce certain things. Listen, listen, listen. Whatever anybody has said concerning your life, it is finished. Maybe prior to these prayers, they succeeded in moving in certain dimensions of your life. But tonight it is finished. Whether it is poverty, it is finished. Whether it is disgrace, it is finished. Whatever thing hovering around your life, as you open your mouth, I want you to make a declaration tonight of the things that you have written. I'm giving you time tonight. I'm giving you time. I am not in a hurry. I'm not in a rush. If you have written down, just begin to call it by name and just say, "It is finished." Your spinsterhood is coming to an end. Your bachelorhood. Listen, sometimes it is not that somebody would want to spiritualize and demonize anything and everything. But I can tell you on authority that the sort of thing that happens in our lives, about 80% of them is demonically orchestrated. About 80% of the things that happens, it is demonically orchestrated. It is planned. And they roll it out in phases. Yeah. If you are somebody who was not serious with your prayer life, if you are not serious with the things of God, after this Easter, or even during this Easter and beyond, be serious with the things of God. If you are somebody who doesn't tithe, who doesn't sow seeds, who doesn't even go to church, begin to have a change of mind. Because a year about this time, it will be an error for you to be where you are today. In fact, my spirit has refused to accept that you will be where you are today. By next year, by this time, that we connect again to pray. It will be testimonies upon testimonies. Somebody will write and say, "Prophet, I have a testimony." Not just an ordinary testimony, but a downfounding testimony. Last year, I remember on Good Friday, you said that the thing that was worrying our womb, that was preventing us from conceiving, it is finished. Prophet, I am testifying that today I have my baby. Prophet, I am testifying that today I am the CEO. Prophet, I am testifying that today my ministry is flourishing. Prophet, I am testifying that I am now a prophetess. I am now a prophet. Listen, listen, listen. Those are the sort of testimonies we are believing God for. 365 days, about a year by this time, my liberals cover. We refuse to accept the ordinary in our lives. Listen, I want you to have time. I'm not going to rush you. Have time. pray. Identify the things in your family. Identify the things in your life. And say it is finished. Have time. John 19 verse number 30. That is our anchor scripture for today. Open your mouth. Jesus Christ, today he said it is finished. We are enforcing that word in our lives. Let every single thing, premature death is finished. If in your family they are not able to live above certain age, not your time. I want you to enforce it right now. Somebody just open your mouth and begin to pray. Enforce it right now. Disappointment is finished. Failure is finished. Retrogression is finished. Whatever demonic cycle and patterns that keeps on repeating in your family, it is finished tonight. Open your mouth and pray. It is finished tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and pray. La dibatonda. La tibroske bede kalanta. Abinto badiliya sentelekele zabo shabatibi iboska. Open your mouth. Enforce it. Bodi adi esi wa busion bodi anidi. Pa yesu moja esi anokwai. Pa unyami asama sama Jesus ekai ene. Good Friday, 3 o'clock. He gave up. He said it is finished. Say it is finished. Somebody make a confession. Malibos kabada badaba. There are certain families. You cannot marry till the end. Not your time. You bury that evil spirit, that evil projection that prevents women from marrying till the end. Somebody pray. Not your time. Bury it tonight. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. La sata bada 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 baha. Lese bros kabele bede bosha. Somebody pray. Open your mouth and pray. I am giving you time. Pray. Adibia, when you are boss growing up, every single thing you have seen, it is finished. There are some families when you travel, you cannot come back with any property. There are certain families, their lineage is filled with diabetes, chronic diseases and illness. Everybody that dies in that family is diabetes that killed the person. It is a repetition and it is a pattern. And it is from the pit of hell. Tonight, make a confession. Enforce it right now. It is finished. None of the members will die. None of the members will die with that sickness. Pray. Maya sita badaba badaba. You enter into a family and nobody is married. Pretty girls, handsome gentlemen, none of them has a successful marriage. It is a pattern. Tonight, the Good Friday, Jesus said it is finished. It included every single thing and anything. Make a confession. Declare into the realms of the spirit. When David confronted Goliath, the fight was first fought by confessions. Goliath said, I will kill you today. And Goliath called David all sorts of names. And David said, I come to you not in my name, but in the name of the God of Israel. It was a battle of exchange of words before the physical battle took place. Before you can be victorious in every battle, you ought to battle it out with words. You ought to speak certain words into the atmosphere. Spiritual words or doors are opened by words. Spiritual battles are engaged by words. Somebody speak. Speak tonight. I need you to talk. Even if you have to take a chair and sit that sickness down and command it to leave the family lineage, do so. Do so. If a pastor has never succeeded in your family before, you will succeed. You will succeed. Because Jesus said it is finished. All persons and spirits and people that fight against anointing, it is normal for there to be a conflict around anointing. But at the end of it all, it is only the counsel of Adonai that will stand. He said it is finished on the cross tonight. I don't know whatever situation you are confronted with, but one thing that I know is that when you make a declaration, heaven will hold on to it. Today is not an ordinary day. Today is Good Friday. Today, in the spiritual, on the spiritual, Christian spiritual calendar, it is the most important day in Christian, in a Christian's life. Make a confession tonight. Make an enforcement. Speak into the realms of the spirit. Family curses. It is finished. Whatever thing that has been said that is making waves in your family, it is finished. Words that were said, enchanters, by enchanters and diviners, they made a declaration several years before you were even born. But the spirits are enforcing it. Tonight we are also enforcing it by divine mandate, by divine authority. It is finished. It is finished. Premature death. It is cancelled. Poverty is going away. Failure is going away. Premature death. People dying young. Visa refusers. Poverty. Barrenness. Somebody speak. Speak right now. Hey, lebo shadabadiboshi. Malita bros kabadabadabadaba. Ah, you are not angry enough. You are not angry enough. You are too relaxed. You are too relaxed. You are not angry enough. You will never remain single. You cannot remain single. I make a decree after Resurrection Sunday. You are meeting your life partner. You are meeting your life partner. Somebody pray. I don't know what you are expecting to happen in your life, but you have the liberty to say it. You have the liberty to confess it. Confess and possess it tonight. Somebody pray, 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 pray. Make certain declarations into the realms of the spirit. Now, somebody pray. Maya sabada bada bada bada. Kele sati bidibo sabada bada bada bada. I hear the Lord tell me, in the next 30 days, alabos kabras kabada bada bada. In the next 30 days, hey yasata bada bada bada. I see people testify. in the next 30 days. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Ladi broske badalibo shante badiliyata. Don't leave any room for ambiguity. The reason why people are not hearing what you are saying is because I want you to have the liberty to say what you want to say. Sit in the comfort of your house and make certain confessions. Whatever enforcement you need to make, nobody is hearing you apart from my voice. Somebody talk about it. Even if it is if it is affecting your menstrual cycle, speak to it. That menstrual cycle, speak to it. Anything causing that. Whatever thing, pray. Speak to it. Your children will not go wayward. Your children will not backslide. Your husband will not have a second wife. Your husband will not have a concubine. It is dying today. It is coming to an end. Every single thing. Somebody pray. Enforce it. I am not rushing through this one. Today is Good Friday. Sister, something must die. Something must die. A situation must come to an end. Any condition that is bothering this family, it is time for you to terminate it. Terminate it. Malita la bada 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 baha. Le tabroske bedebo shaba da bada bada baha. Le se tatonda badi bedebo sha. I am not rushing you. Speak. Malibroske bedebo sha. The centurion said, I am also a man under authority. I don't need you to come, but I need you to speak the word. Tonight, that is exactly what I need you to do. Speak certain words into the realms of the spirit. Mayan katomba dibidibo shadamba. Elisitalatumba rabiaske batumbe. Kayan katanda badibidibo shadebedebedebedebe. Ha yada badabadaba. Premature death in the family is dying. Malo shaba da ba da ba da ba. Let's see, bros, kaba da ba da ba. Any family engulfed in poverty, a ba libo shaba da ba. Let's see, bros, kebe de be de boche. Pray, somebody pray. Let bros kaba da ba da ba da ba. Let tatamba da ba di bidi bo shaba da ba da ba da ba da ba. Hey, ya se bros kebe de be de boche. Yatatanda bo sarabadi yatande lebedebedebe. Ayando be yebo shada bada 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 bada. Hele bros kebedebo shata tabade bidi yatelebedebe. Jesus said, it is finished. Demonic patterns and cycles, we terminate it tonight. We enforce it right now. We enforce it. Mayaka da ba da ba da ba da ba. Lasi bros kebe de be de bosha. Yaka ta ba da ba da ba da ba da ba. I am seeing people's garments are being changed. Somebody pray. Any demonic repetition cycles and patterns, God is taking you away from it. Arande bros kebe de kalabo shaka tamba da badi biyata. Hey, yazinta tanda ribo shada bada 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 ba. Jesus said it is finished on the cross. He said it is finished. It included every single situation. Let's say talabada ba. Somebody pray tonight. Just speak. Make certain declarations. Enforce them tonight. Pray. Ya bada baha tabaha dabaha. Ya daba di bidi bosha. Kayan tebe de bidi bosha bada 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 bada. Lete bros kabe di bidi bosha bada 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 bada. In the name of Jesus, we are praying once again. Malasa tabros kabada bada 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 bada. Lezita tabada bada 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 bada. The Bible said the cloth that divided the Holy of Holiness or the Holy of Holies from the normal tabernacle, it torn from top to down. It means that every single thing that was causing a separation, that was denying access from people to access Adonai, the blood qualified them. And since that day, as Gentiles as we were, or as we are, we have qualified by virtue of the blood to be able to be called the sons of God, to be joint heirs with Christ, because of that significant incident that happened today in the history of Christianity. We are praying once again. Any veil in the realms of the spirit that is blocking you from accessing and walking in destinies, every single limitation, every single barrier, Nika liberty be ida, that is causing a separation, that is causing family members and family to remain where they are, every single thing they have superimposed spiritually to cause a division, by the spilling of the blood tonight and today and this Good Friday, let it be crushed. Let it be crushed into pieces. Every single thing that is causing a limitation, causing a barrier, as you open your mouth today, if the cloth that divided the Holy of Holies was torn and everybody and anybody could access, as you open your mouth, anything preventing your family from accessing the good fortunes or destinies that God has assigned and created, as we pray, let it be removed. As we pray, we take it away. As we pray, let there be a divine provision right now. From today, the things that were not supposed to happen, or the things that couldn't happen in your family, we speak them into being right now. Open your mouth and begin to speak them into being. From today, your family will not become a family of mockery. Your family will not become a family of disgrace. Your family will not wallow and swim in poverty. Somebody pray today. If pastors, evangelists, apostles, and prophets were not allowed in your family, from today it has become possible. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Anything that was impossible around your family and in your family, any revival that you have not seen so many years, it is coming and it is showing forth tonight. As you pray, open your mouth and pray. Pray right now. Pray. You are the greatest prophet in your family. You know events that happens in your family. Pray. If for so long a time, no pastor, no oil has been able to rise up in your family, tonight speak to it. We declare prophets. We prophesy prophets. We speak. Open your mouth and pray right now. Pray. Just pray. Open your mouth and pray. We don't want the ordinary things. We want the extraordinary. We want the dumbfounding testimonies. That I want you to call and say, prophet, by the grace of God, the Good Friday prayers has opened way and open doors. That is what we are believing God for. Open your mouth and pray. We are enforcing it. It is our right. It is our legal right. It is our legal right by virtue of our affiliation and by virtue of our belief. Pray and enforce it. Pray and enforce it right now. Enforce it. Malo shata badabadabadaba. Hey, ya debe oskibi ya tabadabadabadaba. Enforce it right now. Adie bia na esimu kwan ema mo nkom anim. Ema busuanti mi mpega. In the name of Jesus, let that veil be broken. Let that veil be broken right now. Let that veil be broken. Mali bros kebe de be de be. Aya sabadabadaba. In Isaiah chapter 45. He said, God said, I will take hold of Cyrus's right hand to subdue kingdoms and nations. Alibo sabadabadaba. Let's say bros kebe de be de be. Any demonic veil, any spiritual veil that is causing a separation from you entering and possessing the nations, from you entering and possessing whatever God has ordained you to be, tonight let it be broken. Let that veil be broken. Let that veil be broken. Let that veil be broken. I am seeing rings are being restored. I am seeing rings are being restored. Any projection of divorce, I am seeing the consuming fire of God. Any projections of divorce, I am seeing it is coming to an end. Nobody will be divorced. Any demonic pattern of divorce, any patterns of divorce right now, we terminate it right now. We break that veil that caused that separation. We break the veil tonight. Somebody just open your mouth. Just pray. Yes, it's a TV devotion. Badabadabadaba. Kalanti bros kebe de devotion. Yatata badabadabadabadaba. Lente bros kebe de devotion. Yantabadabadabadaba, pray. Yabadabadabadabadaba. Any veil that is causing any separation, right now, let it be torn into pieces. Mali bros kebe debe 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 debe. Open your mouth and pray. Mali bo shabadabadabadaba. Lese tabadabadibidi bo shabadabadabadaba debe debe. Lazi bros kabada bada 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 bo shabe debe debe debe. Lada bada 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 bada. In the name of Jesus, this prayer just dropped in my spirit. We are praying. Anybody that has ever laid hands on you and contaminated the oil on your life, anybody that has ever laid a hand on you, or any altar that you have ever gone there to pray that has contaminated anything of yours, tonight, let the blood of Jesus cleanse you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, physically and spiritually. Any spiritual dents on your body as a result of laying of hands, as a result of commitment to a certain altar, let the blood of Jesus erase it right now. As you pray, we change the narrative, we change the status quo, we clean it, we wipe it. When Jesus said it is finished, it included that as well. Any demonic hand that has ever touched you and left an indelible mark on your life, tonight we are cleaning it right now. Begin to pray. Just pray. Clean it right now. Maya sabada bada bada bada. Anything that has become a source of attraction to the enemy, that wherever you walk, people are able to identify you by that, and as a result of that, you are prone to attacks. Tonight, we terminate and we destroy it. We clean it from your system and from your body. By virtue of the blood. By virtue of the blood. Maziba soda bada 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 bada. Open your mouth and pray. Malo shabadabadi bidi boshe. Yata tabadabadaba rabiyabo shantabros kebede bede boshe. Maya sabadabadaba. In the name of Jesus. You see, the reason why I raised this prayer topic was that I saw in the realms of the spirit that they have been laying of hands on certain people. And I saw a mark like a tattoo that has been left on the left shoulders and in the palms of certain people. There is somebody, the reason why money is not able to stay with you is as a result of that. Because I saw in your palm a symbol. A symbol. Please take this prayer topic very serious. Because there have been a lot of contamination by a lot of demonic people. And they have left their marks on certain people. And wherever they go, they attract demonic attacks as a result of that. We are praying right now. From today, we are cleaning it from every part of your body. By virtue of the blood of Jesus that has been spilled on Calvary tonight, on today, as we pray, let every mark, every spiritual mark from the camp of hell, from the pit of the enemy, let it be clean right now. We are cleaning it away. Right now, every single demonic mark on your life, wipe it away. Wipe it right now. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Maliba shabadabadabadabadabad. Kaya zobros kebedebedebo shatebedebedebo sha. Yanta tanda badabadibidebo skabriya sedebedebedebedebe. Open your mouth and pray. Mashota badabadabadabadabad. Le zebros kebedebedebo shabadabadabadabadabad. Lanta bros kebedebedebo shadebedebedebo she. Any demonic mark, every demonic mark. Hey, in the name of Jesus. There was a day I had a vision. And in a vision, I appeared somewhere. It was like a gathering, like a church. I don't want to speak to give any clues. That's how it come. I'm talking like that. I was seated while the person leading the church was leading. And in a vision, I saw that a young lady was moving among the congregants. And when she gets to where you are, she was holding a blade. She will make a mark on your shoulder. The mark was like half the moon and a star on it. That was the mark that the young lady was drawing or tattooing on the shoulders of everybody present. While she was doing the tattoos, this lady got to where I am. And I said, I will not allow her to tattoo me. It became a banter between me and her. Then the man that was leading the church asked, what is happening over there? Then the lady said, I got to this man and he said he will not agree for me to tattoo him. Then the man said, leave him. As for this man, you can't. So go to the next person. When I woke up from that vision that day, I understood a lot of things. Beloved, listen. This is not a platform to condemn anybody. We are here for warfare, to pray. But you see, you have to be careful where you go. You have to be careful where you commit yourself. Because sometimes destinies are delayed. Not by Adonai, but by virtue of our relationship with people. I can testify to that. I can tell you my story. I know what I am saying. I know what I am saying. We are praying one more time. Oh, shada bada bada bada. Every single thing that has been done in any direction that has been done against your life, tonight it is finished. Every single demonic plantations with your name attached to it, tonight it is finished. As you open your mouth to pray, right from your infancy through to your adulthood. Anybody you ever associated yourself with that planted something to slow you down, tonight it is finished. Let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Just open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every single thing that was planted to slow you down, that was planted to destroy your life, that was planted to become a source of attraction to demons, right now, somebody pray. Alante bros kebe debe debo shanta bada 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 bada. Hey yata daba debe debo shabe debe 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 debe. Somebody pray. Le bros kebe debe debo shada bada 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 bada. Lada bros kebe debe debo shabada bada 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 bada. Alibo shabada bada. Any light that was quenched along the line, Joan, any light that was quenched in your life, I saw an angel of the Lord landed where you are and touch you and said, any light that was quenched in your life, the light is coming back. The light is coming back. Joan, that is what God is showing me right now. I saw a massive light thrown where you are. Oh, shadebedele ya sabada badabadaba. Matobadibidibo shadebedebedebedebe. Yadaladibos kabros kabadabadabadabadaba. Oh, sita. Lezinda bros kabadia tamba. Maliba tumba di bidibo shadinde bi itari bi aboski bi abose de bedebede. Haya sadaba, anybody whose light was quenched tonight, Malibros kebedebede, let it be rekindled. If your star was covered, we uncover it. Any star that was covered, we uncover it tonight. Malada broske bede bede bo shaba da ba da ba. Malise de broske bede bede bo shante bede 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 bede. Yata tamba da ba di bede bo shaba da ba da ba da ba da ba. Leze bede bede. I am seeing doors are supposed to open for some 5 people. Doors are supposed to open for some 5 people. But when the door open, it closes. The Lord said we should speak and make a declaration tonight. Any door that is meant to open for you, we open that door right now. Let the door be open. 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 We command the door to open. The Spirit of God that entered and resurrected Jesus Christ, we release that Spirit to enter. Let every door that has been closed, let the door be open tonight. In the name of Jesus, somebody pray. Anybody whose husband is trying to take you abroad, but the process has been cumbersome, the Lord said I should release a word over your life. Anything holding on to your documentation, let it be open right now. Anything fighting anybody's documentation, any spirit holding on to your documentation, fire. Any attack on somebody's son in the medical school, anybody whose son is on the radar of the enemy, but your son is in the medical school tonight, let every single person connected to this demonic projection, let the tender of God strike that person right now. We release tender and fire. Aya da ba da ba ha. Malo shake be de be de bo sha. Yan tatan de be de be de be de be de be. Rada ba di bi de bo sha te be de be de be de be. Somebody pray. Le bros ka ba da ba da ba da ba. Ya be de be de bo shi. Portia, anybody that brings something like jollof to you.
Oh, Jesus.
Anybody that brings a food like jollof, just cover it and put it somewhere. Portia, anybody that brings a food like jollof to you. I am talking about from now till Monday. From now till Monday. From now till Monday. Oh, la divi ya toba daba daba daba. Ha ya tobe debe debe. Even when you attend the program and they are serving jollof, swerve it. Don't take some, eh? Don't take it. Don't take it. Moshaba daba 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 daba. Even when you attend the program and they are serving jollof, from now till Monday, don't go there. It is better to buy malt and milk, eh? And buy vitamin in addition or malt. And drink it. And when you come home, find something else to eat. I know what I am talking about. I know what I am talking about. Because I know what I am seeing. Yan tala daba daba daba. Malise bros kaba daba daba. Anybody connected that you feel dizzy when you are there. And like your eyes, things around you become so cloudy. Anybody like that is connected, I want you to put communion wine, pour some in water, and rinse your face with it. Maybe you call when you need wine, maybe encounter when you money. Malati badabaduba ya sebedebedebedebe. They will say you too will be any normal one. They are cooking the eye. They are cooking the eyes. And the Lord said, I should let the person do that. Listen, this thing will go back to somebody. It will hit the person whilst he is sleeping. If you do this direction, I didn't even too, a bit too hit you be. The person will be asleep, but a bit hitting on direct. Just do it. Listen, when you connect to my prayer line, any direction that comes, don't joke with it. Malasata badaba daba. Me, when I am there, God will show me the direction to do. Malibros kebe debe debe debe. Today is a special day. It's Good Friday. And as part of the things that happens today, Jesus said it is finished. So anything that God is bringing up on the line tonight is special. And I can boldly declare to you that it will never repeat in your life. It will never repeat in your life. As surely as the Lord lives, as surely as my spirit lives and as your spirit lives, it will never be repeated. Winifred, anybody fighting over your wedding ring with you? Anybody fighting over your wedding ring? I am seeing that it become a tug of war. You are pulling, the person is also pulling. At a point, I saw the human being that was having that tug of war with you. I saw the woman being changed into something else. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You will win this battle. No, not as you have won this battle. Anybody fighting over your wedding ring is defeated tonight. Is defeated tonight. Is defeated tonight. La di badaba daba daba daba. Le zebros kebe debe debo shaba daba daba. Karen, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover your spouse with the blood of Jesus. No evil wind can blow and will be able to blow and come where you are. We secure you and your husband in the blood of Jesus. Malabo shaba da ba da ba da ba. Hey, yadale basibros kebe de be de be de be de be. Yanta tandala bros kebe de bo shada ba da ba da ba da ba. Yate be de be de be de bo shada da ba da ba da ba da ba. Somebody should get your passport ready. Madabadabadabadaba. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Oh, Jesus. I am seeing the attire of certain people being changed tonight. I am seeing the attire being changed tonight. I am seeing the attire being changed tonight. We are praying. We are praying. The Bible said, when the blood of Jesus hit the ground, there was an earthquake. And dead people came back to life. He said, the tombs were shaking. And people that were dead, they came back to life. Sister, I want you to pray tonight. That every single thing of you that has been buried. In fact, we are going to re-emphasize and re-echo this prayer. From 11 p.m. Saturday till 12 a.m. Sunday. That is going to be the prayer. I call it the resurrection hour. The resurrection hour. We will pray and revive certain things in our lives. It will be revived with Christ, never to die again. It will be revived with Christ, never to die again. I want you to pray right now. I want you to pray right now. That every single thing that is dead, let the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus revive it right now. Pray, just pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Maya sada bada 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 baha. Pray. Kayan tebe de bede bosha. Yes, pray. That's our last prayer. Get your communion wine for me. Get your communion. Get your communion wine. Le sada bada 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 baha. Get your communion wine. We are praying. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we take this communion wine, let every single thing within our spirit, soul, and body that is dead be revived. Father, we fortify ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Let the things that our bodies were not able to do at first, let us begin to do it. From today, our body will reject any infirmity. Our bodies will reject any attack. Our bodies will reject any weapons that are released. Father, as we take this communion wine, take charge of our bodies in the name of Jesus. Just take your communion wine. Oh, Jesus. And the list that you made, where you stay, if you can bury it, it is perfect. If you can't, just burn it. If you can't bury it, just burn it.
And as you are burning it, you make declarations over it. That it is dead, never to come back to life again. That is the direction. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you tonight. Oh, shada da ba da ba da ba.
Father, we thank you. Father, we give you the glory. Thank you for the things you have done in our lives. Father, today is Good Friday. It is our prayer that as your son Jesus Christ said on the cross of Calvary, that it is finished. Every single declarations we have made on the line, we enforce it in our lives in the name of Jesus. Every single thing that we have spoken about tonight, we enforce it in our lives in the name of Jesus. Never for it to come back in our lives. Father, we command that let there be supernatural encounters this festive occasion. We pray that Father, you will take absolute control of every single thing concerning us. For your word said that you will perfect that which concerns our lives. Let every single thing be perfected in the name of Jesus. Father, we soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let us begin to experience divinity. Let us begin to experience the impossible. Father, we know that we're able to do exceedingly above. All that we can say tonight or today, being Good Friday, is that we thank you for your son Jesus Christ. We thank you for his death. Father, as his death has become beneficial to all my kind, we reinforce and let every blessing that comes with his death be connected to our lives. Let every single blessing that comes with his death be connected to our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, bless us. Open portals and let us experience you in a unique way this Easter. We thank you. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and we mark every single door and compound with the blood. We obtain a restraining order from any territorial demons and spiritual wickedness. Father, by virtue of the blood, let them pass over. Bless us and guide us. Lead us beside the still waters. Restore us and let our cup run over. Let goodness and mercy follow us in the days of our lives. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Let the words of our mouth, let the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all believers say amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. So, God willing, tomorrow 11 p.m. God willing, tomorrow 11 p.m. 11 p.m. We will pray until it is 12 a.m. The resurrection morning. That is the direction. We will pray until it is 12 a.m. That is the resurrection morning. As soon as it is 5 minutes past 12, I will allow you sleep because I know we will go to church. But make time to join. Make time to join. God bless you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.